I don't know. Spiritual enlightenment. What is that? I don't know why that just popped into my head. Everybody talks about, well, not everybody, but you read it in little magazines and books. Spiritual enlightenment. I don't think there is such a thing. I think it's just, if there is something like enlightenment, if there is a point where you say, I feel, well, I don't think there's even a point where you can really say, I feel enlightened, because growth, learning, never stops. Even though the amount I understand now of the way the universe works, it never stops teaching me, showing me more. It just keeps going. But I think if there's something, a point in a non-existent time where maybe something changes that really changes your direction or how you view everything, and there's probably quite a few things like that, but one of them would be becoming self-aware or becoming aware enough to know, even if we're not totally understanding exactly how, but we're knowing and having a small understanding of the fact that we do create what we experience. And we're not just a dot somewhere in the universe being bombarded by whatever, just in whatever happens to be flying that direction. I think we are a point, but I think we are attracting what it is that we are experiencing. That's what I would call, if there were such thing as enlightenment, that's what I would call enlightenment. I think so. It's a funny thing because all the stuff I've learned, there's a lot of it that I don't even want. See, I used to think about, why don't we understand where we came from? Why don't we remember? And the more I learn about various things, the more, in a sense, I want to go back to not knowing about them. All I really wanted to know was how to live a really happy life. Like a life that's every day filled with happiness, and every day increases in happiness, so that it's not just at some level that stays at that level forever and ever and ever, but it increases. So there's always more happiness to look forward to. That's really all I wanted. And I mean, that need for that happiness, I think, pushed me to learn to try to figure out how everything worked. And in a sense, a lot of it I don't even want. Some of it, I guess, is useful. Like how to slow time down. Because the older I get, and the more I think about things, the faster time goes by. You know, I've taken a week off now to just spend looking at the flowers, looking at the trees, really looking at the world around me and absorbing it, watching the birds, feeling the sun, the breeze, just getting in touch more with what's around me, because I felt like I was running around doing this and doing that, and that's what my life was about, and I really wanted to be more observant, like the see and the taste, and like I think I've been saying, I really want to experience more. I think what I'm saying is that even though the amount of joy that I'm experiencing, I want more. It's funny to say that. Today, I drove the boat from Nanaimo to Valdez, my favorite place, to anchor the boat out. And I'm sitting on the boat. Here I am. I dreamt of this. At one time, I dreamt of this like it was an impossible dream. And my God, here it is. I'm sitting on my own 60-foot boat, cruising along, looking at the blue sky and the waves and the water and the islands. And it was so beautiful that I realized I didn't have the capacity to absorb the joy, or maybe to absorb the beauty that's around me. I really haven't expanded yet far enough to absorb just how beautiful and fantastic it was. There's moments I get where I'm just so filled with appreciation. And it's, in one way, it fills me with energy. You know, I get really energized. And then it's like, what do I do with this energy? I mean, it's just, what do you do? Then I feel like I want more and to see more of this beauty, of all the wonderful things we have on this planet. I mean, the colors, the beautiful cars, the motorcycles, the smooth streets we can drive them on. This world is filled with so much. And I just feel my capacity to really appreciate it is not large enough. It's like something's holding me back. But anyway, I don't know where that came from. Wow, that's a realization. That's what it is. I feel like I'm not opening enough to see it. So I've taken a lot of time off to learn to experience more. And in that sense, I'm looking forward, in a sense, for more. But at the same moment, I'm really focused in the moment. And time is speeding up. Now I know if I put something into my future and make it so that I'm waiting for that, let's say 3 weeks from now I'm going to be going somewhere, so I make myself excited about going there, and I look forward to it, and I kind of envision it, and every day or I wake up and I go, oh, okay, only so many more days, then time will actually begin to slow down. It's sort of like when you were a kid and you were waiting for Christmas. The last 5 days took forever because you were waiting for it. How exactly that works, I have no idea. But I know it works. And in a sense, if you do it the other way around, time speeds up. It's sort of like if you're waiting for nothing, and tomorrow is another day, just another day to experience joy, but you're not really waiting for tomorrow, then today and tomorrow sort of slides together, because you're not separating the time particles and the time moments. I think in one of my books I said that time is like pictures, like life is like pictures, you know, snapshots, all bang, 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 all put together like a movie. But when you focus on one, anywhere in that time, it sort of slows down because you're focused at that moment there, other than the moment exactly where you are. Now, I've heard it said, talking about that, I've heard it said that when you focus directly at the time where you are, it's supposed to slow down too, if you're very focused in the moment. But I don't find that. sometimes, maybe, yeah, maybe sometimes, but it's kind of elusive. It's, but I know if you, for sure, that when I focus on something in the future that I wanted, I'm waiting for, like even maybe I've ordered something from somewhere and it's going to take 2 weeks to get. If I'm waiting for that day, then time slows down a little bit, which is kind of nice. See, right now I'm feeling like I'm not doing enough. Isn't that a weird thing? Here, I'm anchored out. Roberta is at a meeting somewhere with some friends. They're doing something. So it's me and Rudy on the boat, and the cat, and the rabbit. And the boat is just, right now, it's just gently rocking in the waves a little bit, very nicely. It's perfectly blue sky. Really warm, a nice breeze. I mean, an absolutely perfect day. I'm just laid back and I'm seeing the eagles flying across the trees. I'm anchored in between a couple of islands in a little tiny bay. Beautiful water. I mean, in a sense, and it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, there's a park. I take my little dinghy, I go 100 feet, and there's a huge park that goes on forever. You can't even walk it in a day. It's so big and long. Nobody here. There's one other boat. Hardly anybody comes here because nobody knows about this place. And of course, people like to go where there's people because there's no one here. No one really comes here. So it's just incredible. And yet, I want to go over there and look at that and absorb the beauty of this. And I want to look at this and go over here. And I want to walk over there. And I want to cross over to that other little island. And I want to cross over to that beach there. And I've already, well, spent part of my day driving the boat here. Then I had to anchor it. Then I took Rudy for his bathroom walk. Then I had a little lunch. Made a little lunch, then I made sure the anchor and everything was good, checked the boat over, engine compartment. Then I took Rudy for a little bit of a walk, and we looked around in the forest a bit, came back, had something to eat, and then had a little nap. Now I've woken up from my nap. It's probably, I don't know, 2 o'clock. I still feel a little tired from the last months of just running around and from thinking. All this thinking I've been doing, it's driving me crazy. Anyway, I just sort of feel like just sitting back and letting the boat just rock me. And yet, I feel like I'm wasting my time. I should be enjoying more. What a silly notion. Where did this all come from? I think we bring so much from our past that we've learned. See, that's the problem, I think. I mean, everything we've learned, everything we know, we've mostly learned, observed, copied. We haven't really thought about a whole lot of stuff. We just kind of accept it. So it sort of seems like I should always be doing something. Just sitting there doing nothing is like wasting time. In the past, when I used to do my lottery thing, and I'd spend the whole day meditating, put myself in a trance, you see, that was like a job. I was doing something. I didn't really feel guilty there. Of course, I'm doing something now. I'm thinking about my life. I'm thinking about how to improve my life. That's doing something. Why do I have to run around and do something? Why can't this just be my life? It seems to work for the cat. I mean, all he ever does is sleep. He gets up, has something to eat, walks around, sniffs a few things, looks around, comes back, sticks his feet in the air, and goes to sleep again. gets up, has something to eat, and follows the same routine. Sometimes he'll be up for a half a day, and he'll wander around looking at stuff. Doesn't get too stressed out, and then it's nap time again. What's wrong with that? That's a nice life. He's absorbing what's around him, enjoying what's around him. I think that's what I should be doing, is seeing, searching every moment for what just would bring me the most joy, and guide myself in that direction. Of course, sometimes I don't really know, do I? How do I really know? In one way, jumping off the boat or taking a dinghy over to the other island and looking across the ocean from shore, that would give me a lot of joy too. I could go to Silver Bay, to the yacht club there, and have a huge apple pie. They give you apple pie dessert in a bowl. It comes in this huge, gigantic soup bowl. I mean, it's big. It's a meal unto itself of three giant scoops of ice cream. And it's really yummy. And it's hot, fresh. Yep, that's the best. See, I could do that. Of course, if I go there with Roberta, she finds out I'm going to get a whaling again. Because I didn't take her there, or wait till I went. So, maybe I'll wait, go this evening. Actually, it's probably too much sun, otherwise I'll be out in the sun. I've already had a fair share of sun today. So to find what would bring me the most joy right at this moment, to allow the most good feelings to flow, to absorb, to open something in me that can absorb more of the beauty. Okay, wait. To open something in me that allows the appreciation to flow even more. So, opening my heart in a sense, allowing love to flow. I almost feel like there is something else that could be opened that would allow, or maybe opened in a different way, rather than, okay, I think I'm getting something here. When I'm sending love, I'm opening and radiating out. It's like a flow going out, and that feels really good. Now, when I'm sitting there and just looking around and appreciating, it's almost like I'm sending out, but I'm receiving. And then I think it feels like there's almost two valves, a valve for sending out, a valve for receiving. And I think when I'm really appreciating, when I'm really looking around and just admiring the beauty of this world, and I've let go for that moment of all the other stuff that goes on that we're not going to talk about right now. I'm not going to talk about that. No, don't think about it, don't think about it. Okay, stay with this. All the beautiful things, there is like something opens up, but not quite far enough. It's like it could open more. And then in some ways it feels like if it opens more, it's almost like it would be too much for me. Strange. I gotta think about this some more, play with it. That's a bizarre thing, isn't it? That there's two valves. Where the heck did that come from? Just like that. Bang. Makes perfect sense. Perfect sense. Why wouldn't I, all these years of sending love and opening the flow, and I never noticed that? Why wouldn't I have noticed that? that there is something that allows you to receive more. Okay, wait. See, let me think about this. Let me feel around. I've received, but from inside. Now, when I'm appreciating, I'm also receiving from the inside. But I think there is a return radiance. When I'm appreciating, there is love going out, radiating into everything that I'm appreciating. Even things that are there that I'm not really focusing on, they're still receiving. But there is a radiance that comes back from the outside. And that is what seems to feel like almost like a stimulant that feels amazingly joyous, so much so that it almost, that it sort of feels like I can't quite handle it, or it's too much, or the valve's not open quite enough yet, or if it opens too much, it'll be too much. And then right now as I'm doing that, I notice there's some fear. Well, here's, that's the funniest thing. I just found some fear. What if I get too happy? Then if something goes wrong, I've got so far to fall. Wow, what a piece of thing that is. Where the heck did that come from? See, this tape recorder thing was a dandy idea. Because I'm going to be able to listen to this and hear. That's dandy. Yep, dandy. Okay, so I got to deal with this little bit of fear. I wonder if everybody has that. Well, that's the thing, right? Yeah. If one person has it, you know other people have it. Everybody has it. Different degrees, different amounts, but I mean, in those things, we're all alike. So, I wonder how much that holds other people back. Wow. I got the hiccups now from that. See, sometimes when you dig something up from inside, even your physical body reacts. Fear is a funny thing, boy. It has an enormous amount of power in a physical presence in your body. I mean, it can literally shut everything down. I mean, suck the joy out of every moment if we let it, you know, control our lives and our thoughts and our direction. The important thing is just to realize it's there. I think understand it. And, you know, I can understand that fear. I mean, I've had a lot of disappointments in my life. A lot of disappointments. And that's an old pattern of dealing with them. Is to just say, well, okay, in the back of my head, I just go, if this is going to go bad, I'm going to be disappointed. So I'm not going to expect it or even hope for it or anything. But unfortunately, that there causes us to stop the creating. See, when we dream of something, we want, it's actually coming towards us. When we appreciate having it, we appreciate how wonderful it'll be to have it. So much so that in a sense it's like we have it. It's coming to us full force. The minute fear gets in there and says, oh, but if we have this and something goes wrong, then it's really going to be a far fall for us, then that really shuts it down. Because it's almost like we're saying, we better not get this because, yeah, it'll make us really, 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 really happy and bring so much joy in our life, but if something goes wrong, it's going to be devastating. I wonder how many people think that. How many people maybe stay in a job that's not good for them, that maybe they should have left years ago because of that kind of fear. What if, the other job is better? What if that life is better? But what if something happens and from there I have to go back to this life? Then what? Then how horrible will this be? Yeah, I suppose. I wonder. Well, if by some fluke somebody else someday listens to this recording, you can ask yourself if you have the same fear. And then you'll know that for sure, you know, at least one other person also thinks like that. And if one other person thinks like that, and you think like that, well, then there's many, many other people also think like that. So it's an issue that probably the whole world has. See, I think that's what I would call self-enlightenment. Because that's when you talk to yourself about yourself, how you think, how you feel, for the purpose of improving your life. I think that's what self-awareness, I'm going to call that self-awareness. And really, I don't think that ever stops. I think that's a stepping thing that you start wherever you are and you just keep going. And it just steps. Not always up, sometimes to the left, sometimes to the right, sometimes backwards, then forced steps upwards, forwards, wherever. It's just something that continues on. If you continue on with it, your life just improves. Wow, I think we can call that enlightenment. Taking steps every day, mental steps, physical steps, which then follow the mental steps, lining up thoughts in such a way that there's a continuous improvement on one's amount of joy that we experience every day in our life. That's what I'm going to name enlightenment. Yeah, I like that. There you have it. I have spoken. Convinced myself of my own bullshit. But I like it. And I think, again, it's bringing me joy. So it is correct. Now I feel really good. Because I'm enlightened. I'm an enlightened person. Spiritual, I don't know what that word means. I think that's some new age word. I think we're all spiritual. There's no such thing as non-spiritual. So I think that's kind of a passé word that I think we should just drop it. Because what makes a soul that comes here to experience battle less spiritual than a soul that comes to experience joy by sniffing the bark of a tree? Well, there's probably a few people going to disagree with that one, I would think. Yeah. But I think here's the whole point. I gotta think about this. So much of the world is based on battle, wars. I'm gonna call wars battle. Because that's really what it is. It's a battle. It's something we do. And somewhere, I think, It's something we like. And I also believe that many, many souls have come to this planet for that purpose. Now that may seem bizarre, but when you look at the evidence, I don't think it is. And when I truly look at myself, although at the point I am right here, right now, I would not want to kill another person, but the game that I most love to play is Battlefield 1942, and that is exactly what it is. It's a World War II game. There you have it. Looking at your best, looking at your worst, that is self-enlightenment. Accepting oneself for whatever I am. We could call that spiritual. Because when you accept yourself, good, bad, all parts, and love them equally, and say, this is me. Well, tomorrow, I will be different because I am always evolving and I'm always changing for what I consider to be better, to be an improvement towards experiencing more joy, more happiness. But whatever I am today, if I can truly like that, love that, hey, we could call that spiritual. Well, it's self-enlightenment, but it's more, it's special. It's even better than being self-aware. It's self-love. And I think when I look at that and I really can love myself, then I can love someone else because I don't have to criticize their negative parts. Because I'm not criticizing my negative parts. Or what we would call negative. Why would it be negative? Sometimes I'm a grumpy person. Sometimes I say rude things. And sometimes I think I want to say rude things. For some reason or other. But does that make me a bad person? No. That just makes me person that does that at that moment. That's that. I like that. Okay, so let's call loving yourself, caring for self, just liking who you are, spiritual. And I think there isn't, because every year I think I like myself more. I become in tune with myself more, more accepting. I think that's what it is. More accepting of myself. Not just saying, oh, I'm getting better, I'm improving this. Just accepting myself for who I am. Just accepting that, hey, lots of times I'm just a jackass. Maybe I just behave like a jackass. Or maybe sometimes I behave like a jackass because I am a jackass. Maybe it feels good to be a jackass sometimes. Maybe I like being a jackass sometimes. Maybe I should be a jackass sometimes. Hey, and maybe people even like it when I'm a jackass sometimes. Hey, now there's a thought. I like that too. Wow, okay. So, in a matter of, I don't know, how many minutes, I've become spiritual, and what was that other word? Self-aware? No. Oh yeah, enlightened. I'm not only spiritual, I'm also enlightened. Yes, sir? Spiritual and enlightened. What a great day.